Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition from Philadelphia at 7:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Delaware hospitals have been overwhelmed in recent weeks because of the influx of COVID-19 patients during the pandemic's worst surge. WHYY's Chris Barish shares this visit to Wilmington Hospital to assess the toll.
All the intensive care beds at Wilmington Hospital were occupied. So nurse manager Justin Bartels was out of solutions for one gravely ill COVID-19 patient about 3 weeks ago. Bartels had a special affinity for the man. He was in his 60s, had experienced homelessness before becoming infected, and was not vaccinated.
He had been here for a while and was getting sicker and sicker, but it was when we were at the height of this surge and we had no beds upstairs to put him in, and he was very sick, and we just could not get him up to the higher level of care like the ICU that he needed, and we were doing the best we could and trying to take care of him.
The man died that night.
I've been here 11 years, and I have not gone home crying in a long time. He was homeless and had nobody, and it was very difficult.
The surge has receded dramatically in the last several days. Statewide, there are 389 COVID patients in hospitals, about half the count of 3 weeks ago. But there's still plenty of patients for Raynell Peacock, a respiratory therapist on the COVID unit. He wears headgear that resembles an ice hockey helmet and carries a backpack that purifies air that he breathes through a tube.
It's strenuous. I guess a little bit nerve-wracking at times. Mostly just, it's tiring. Come in, help people out, save lives, go home, and do it again next day. You just got to do what you got to do.
Peacock says he's treated too many patients who died.
It's part of the job, honestly. You really just learn how to cope with it. Hopefully the light at the end of the tunnel is hopefully soon.
About 6 in 10 coronavirus patients in Delaware hospitals are not fully vaccinated. 9 in 10 have not been boosted. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.